You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Yay! We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. Hello, AfterBuzz fans. If you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We are so happy to be back and bringing you a new show. Housewives premiered tonight, and let's just go around the room. We've got some new faces and familiar faces. I'm Deanna Vaughn, and to my left,
I'm Molly Harper.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hahn.
And we are so excited to be bringing you a new after show for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We want to remind you to please check us out on iTunes, download the show. It's completely free. We want to make sure we engage you, and you know, we're super fans, you're super fans. We want you to watch, we want you to listen, make comments, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, because we're having a lot of fun here. And we're also really excited because this show is right in our backyard, because we're right here in Los Angeles, for all you people listening and don't know that, but Beverly Hills is right here, and you know, it's a lot of fun to have the show here, right?
Bling bling bling, darling.
So without further ado, I thought it'd be fun to really quickly talk about some highlights from last season, just to catch everybody up, since you know, it's the summer and now we're in the fall, and you know, just so everybody can know what the housewives are up to. So we left last season. Kim, we know, had a drinking problem. She had the crazy boyfriend. Lisa, she saw her daughter get married, Pandora's wedding, and the big trip to Hawaii.
Right.
So, we're just really quickly, before we dig into this new season, did you guys, like, were you surprised at what happened from last season and, like, where things are right now as of this first episode, or...
I'm surprised that Kim had a drinking problem. I thought she had a narcotics problem, not a drinking problem. I thought she was on some sort of, like, cocaine or... Because she was acting really, really loopy. And so...
I feel like she was on both.
I do, too. I don't think it was just alcohol. So yeah. I was surprised when it was, oh, Kim Richards went to rehab for alcohol.
Okay.
I don't know if they would have admitted if it were anything harsher, but... They did kind of allude to the fact that she was on some sort of painkiller last season.
Right, right.
So, I think she was definitely on a cocktail of things.
A cocktail of things. I like that. I like that. Well, let's dig into this current episode. So, I'd like to think of, you know, the first overarching theme with this episode is that things change. Yeah. So, we see in the very beginning... Lisa and Brandy, they're like BFF. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about that?
I think that's not going to last long.
Really? Why?
I think that Lisa will get sick of Brandy. I think Brandy's going to grow tired on her, because I think Lisa's, lover or hater, she's smart and witty and intelligent, and I just don't think Brandy is. And I think that eventually she's going to get sick of her. And I think she needs a buddy-buddy right now, because she's down a buddy in Adrienne.
Good point.
So... I just don't think that friendship's going to last forever.
But don't you feel kind of like Brandy is kind of refreshing to be in Lisa's corner? Because Lisa's so proper. She's very, you know, English. She's very, you know, pink. And Brandy is not. You know, she's very blunt. She's very, you know, she has diarrhea of her mouth. She says whatever she wants to say, and she doesn't apologize for it.
Right. I definitely think that Brandy, because we kind of talked about it when we were viewing it together, she's kind of like a fish out of water with this group of people. Yeah. I don't necessarily think she's not intelligent or smart. I just think she's just in a whole nother realm of women that she's not used to being around.
Right.
What are you gonna say?
Well, I just think her jokes are not as smart. Like, she always kind of, to me, goes to the bottom of the barrel. Like, she makes, like, sex jokes and penis jokes and whatever. Right. And, like, the other women are just classier. I mean, they're not, I'm not going to say they're all classy women because I don't think they are. But they hang out with an upper echelon group of people than what Brandy does. Yeah, and I just think that they're going to kind of get sick of her after a while. I mean, I think it's fun, like you said. Yeah, it's always fun to have
right,
a
but how many,
friend.
Like, penis jokes can
how
you
How many
tell?
Penis jokes can you get? And then I think once Brandy pisses her off once or does the false thing once or embarrasses her once in front of a client or something like that, then Lisa's going to be like, oh, darling, I'm so over you.
Well, at the same time, Brandy doesn't mince words when she talks about Ken, Lisa's husband, and how she wants to sleep with him. And Lisa even
she wants
made
to get in on that money.
I know, right? Lisa even made the joke, well, at least everybody's honest. Brandy wants to sleep with Ken. Ken wants to sleep with me. And I don't want to have sex.
Right.
You know, which I
with
thought
anyone.
Was cute. With anyone.
Really
you know, but I don't know. Do you think, like, her jokes are limited and her time is limited with the ladies, especially Lisa?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do. That's maybe too much of prediction, but
yeah. Well, some more things that change this season. Lisa moves. She's in a new house. She's no longer right across the street from her ex-BFF, Adrian. Mm-hmm. And then we also, just for all of you fans who didn't hear in the news or the tabloids, but this past summer, Lisa's house actually went up into flames.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you guys heard about that, but she wasn't in it. She actually had already moved. But
can I interject?
Of course.
Did she move because her house went up in flames or because, and I wouldn't really call Adrian and Kim BFFs. I wouldn't go as far as calling them BFFs.
Well, no, I'm Adrian and Lisa.
And Lisa, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And
not
Lisa.
BFFs, but I think they had a close enough relationship, especially since they lived across the street from each other.
I kind of felt there was always some sort of tension between them.
Mm.
You know? Okay. I don't know, maybe the battle of the wallet, maybe who has more money, I don't know. But I always kind of felt like they were in competition with each other because she's a Maloof and she's
a Vanderbilt.
A Vanderbilt. And so I wouldn't go as far as their BFF. But the rumor has it that she left, she moved her house because of Adrian.
Well, I know because you were starting to ask before if she moved because of the fire. And no, she had actually, they were already out of the house and the fire just happened to be there.
I see.
Horrible coincidence that her house went up into flames.
I see.
So, what do you think about that?
I agree that it might be a battle of the wallet or a competition in that way between the two women. And I think that you remember when last season when Adrian took it so personally when Lisa didn't throw Pandora's bachelorette party at
That's
the Palms,
right.
And she threw it at
Hard Rock, was it?
Planet Hollywood.
Or Planet Hollywood.
And that was such a conflict between them,
right.
But I think that Lisa knew full well it was going to piss off Adrian, but I don't really get it. I mean, to me, their drama seems a little forced, but obviously there's some depth to it if she had to move, but then the other part of me is like, you both live in gigantic mansions on acres of land, like, I know she's your across the street neighbor, but how much do you actually see her?
I know, right?
Through the gates,
like,
and the trees, and I know,
right.
It's ridiculous.
Well, the beef actually stemmed from the reunion when, I don't know if you guys remember, but Adrian accused Lisa of selling stories to the tabloids.
About Taylor.
About Taylor. And then, of course, Lisa denied it, and that's where this all came from. And even Lisa said, you know, like, if she wants to start off with an apology, my ears are open. Otherwise, moving on, you know? So we'll dig into that a little later. And then some more things that have changed. Taylor gained some weight. She put on some weight.
She looks good. Her face is catching up to her lips.
Do you guys see it, though?
A little bit.
I saw it a little bit. Yeah.
Really?
Do you see it?
It's, well, I guess, like, a quarter of a pound just must have spread out evenly across the body. Because, like, when I gain 10 pounds, you see it. And it's, like, all in my neck.
Well, but no, before it was, like, her lips walked in the door like five minutes before the rest of her did, but now it's like 2 minutes behind
her.
But I think she looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think she looks
good. I think she looks fantastic.
I mean, because what, it's been what, 9 months or so since her husband
when they started filming this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She looks great.
Yeah. Speaking of change, I wish that one thing that would have changed, going back to Lisa, would have been her color. Like, I'm a little over the pink.
Oh, that's just her thing, though.
She needs a new color, though.
Her house, her closet, her accent colors. I mean, that's just her
wardrobe
thing.
Is always pink. Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love pink, but my goodness.
It's a little overkill.
Yeah. Too much.
All right, moving on, ladies. So there's some new blood in Beverly Hills, and her name is Yolanda Foster. Do we like her?
I like her.
What do you think?
I like her.
I don't feel like we got to see her enough to make a judgment personally.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to like her. I mean,
I like her.
She definitely brings with her a little bit of story and drama because, as we heard, Yolanda used to be married to Muhammad, who is Lisa's friend. So that's right. Their connection. And now she's married to Uber music producer, writer, David Foster. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking earlier that David Foster used to be Brody Jenner's ex-stepdad. Like, I feel like Beverly Hills is so, like, incestuous. Like, everybody's slept with everybody.
And then remember last season, Brody Jenner's mom was on the show. She was at Brandy's house when all that drama happened with Taylor and she was going berserk. That was who David Foster's ex-wife was. But, you know, Yolanda seems very positive. She just brings something new. Like, she doesn't... I don't think she's in it for the drama. I'm not saying that she's not going to get involved in the drama. Mm-hmm. But she just seems like... Not that she's above the drama, but I feel like she's going to be very rational.
See... I'm going to counter that. I feel like she's got something up her sleeve. I feel like, because she was the main one who was just like, oh, you ladies are all about drama. Mm-hmm. Like, and I just feel like the minute that, like, left her lips, I feel like something is coming with that woman. I feel like we're going to see some bites, some drama stemming from her. I just don't feel like it's smooth sailing because she's blonde and she's pretty and she's blah, blah, blah. And I feel like she kind of comes off like she's a little better than the other women and she's not going to indulge in that kind of stuff. But it's like, let your hair down. Like, come on. Like, what
do you
think, Molly?
We'll have to see.
I don't know. I mean, I don't... you guys obviously formed, like, major opinions of her. And I truly didn't. I was like, boring segment. Let's move on. Like,
okay.
Well, I think they're in Malibu, though, aren't they? It looks like a Malibu beach house up on a hill. Overlooking the water. Mm-hmm. So I think she's going to be a little bit further removed from the rest of the women, aside from Kim.
Well, nothing that a hired car and driver can't take care of. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
But at least she's not going to be bumping into them, I don't think, as, like... often as Lisa might bump into Adrian being neighbors and whatever.
True.
But yeah, I guess we'll see. I'm gonna hold on my opinion of her because what I tend to do is I make really strong opinions about people and then I have to like completely apologize for my feelings the next week.
Okay, do it.
And then say I totally changed my mind about what I said about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an opinion on her yet. She's pretty.
I do, you know who I do have an opinion on is Kim. Like, I know that she's been, like, a month sober in this episode, but she still acts like she's on something.
She did brain damage because the way she talks is all skittish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she moves her head like this. Like, she's tweaking on meth. And she's just a nutbag.
She is a nutbag.
Yeah, and we also...
I can't think of a better word.
I just, you know, I'm just disappointed because this is her sister inviting her over for her niece's birthday party, which is your children's cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole excuse saying, well, you know, the whole family's never really together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We want to spend the weekend, you know, with us. But it's... And I get that. But it's family, and spending, you know, maybe 2 hours of that time with your family shouldn't really be a big deal. It should be a given.
Right.
To me, it's typical of somebody who's abusing some sort of drugs or alcohol because they try to avoid their family a lot of times and, like, say no to an event or say no to a party or whatever because they don't want to have to be faced with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she's sober now, so she says, I feel like she's maybe still has some of that behavior.
Because
we saw her in the past trying to get out of situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was always her excuse. Like, she always fell back on her family. Like, I need to spend time with my kids. I need to be with my family.
It's like, your kids don't want to be around you.
Yeah. And her kids are older. She makes it like her kids are, like, 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're older. You know, they're, like, I don't know, what, 15, 18, something like that, over the, you know. Old enough to take care of themselves, so to say. Now, what do you think about
Kathy Hilton's Saks Fifth Avenue in her living room?
Or just the sisters in general, because that was kind of like my next topic
for
all of us.
Did you say she has a dress line on HLN? Is that what you said?
I brought that up. Thought it was kind of interesting how Kim comes over to Kathy's house with
her
daughter.
Well, we've never seen Kathy.
We've seen her, but not like that. I just thought it was so contrived and planned that Kim brings her daughter over and Kathy's got this rack of dresses. Like, okay, what are you trying to sell? Are you selling in Bloomingdale's? It was too contrived.
Does she actually have a dress line?
I don't know. She had that shop in
Malibu.
Right.
The vintage, like, resale shop.
Right.
Yeah, consignment, whatever.
But who has a rack of dresses? Let me just have a rack of dresses for my niece. And they had the same blue tags on there. It was just weird.
That's true.
Yeah, I felt like, is this going to, am I going to see this down, walking down Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week next spring?
I don't know. Well, it's funny because...
No.
I don't know if you guys
see the dresses.
I know.
Okay.
The dresses were really beautiful, I actually thought. But it's funny because all the girls in Beverly Hills, they all wear, like, even the teenagers nowadays, they wear, like, nothing. And so it's like this poor girl is going to go to the prom with more clothes on than anybody else. And she's going to be mortified for the rest. I know how that is. I went to my confirmation with like a full-on full-length dress. And to this day, I regret it because I look at the pictures. All the girls have short dresses on except for me. It's a horrible decision. Like they better like cleave it up, shorten it.
She's going to be overdressed with a tank style
She'll
dress.
Be bullied.
The booty cheeks hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my kind of style
for
sure.
It's Beverly Hills for you, baby. She. So what do we think about Kim and Kyle? It seems like their relationship is still contentious. They still haven't gotten over like all the crap that happened last season.
Well, Kim made a very good point. Mm-hmm. Kyle made a very good point. She said, you know, Kim's still mad at me for the way I reacted to her behavior.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, Kim was the one who was abusing whatever she was abusing, and she was just not herself. Mm-hmm. And we've seen it, and whether it's editing or not, there were some truth moments where we're like, this lady needs help. She's definitely on something and she needs help. And now, you know, I think it was season one in the limo. I think maybe it was the last episode where Kim was like, you know, you made me sell my house or do something.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Kyle was like, whoa. Like, what are you talking about? And you know, as sisters, they're going to have drama. But I don't think that. I think maybe Kim has selective memory. And maybe she's just doesn't know what really happened.
Well, she hasn't been in her right mind.
Well, that's
because
what I'm
she's
saying.
She's been abusing whatever, you know what I mean? So, I don't even know if she can be accountable for her memory, if that makes sense, you know?
No, that makes a lot of sense.
So, I don't know. What do you think?
I think that we need to chill out from that storyline. Mm-hmm. I mean, not we, but like Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just getting tiresome a little bit.
Yeah.
It's getting, like, it's the same old thing.
And, I mean, you made
Kyle's
a good...
Kyle's disappointed in Kathy.
Right.
I get it.
And you made a good point earlier. I think she's just... It's just habitual now. She's so used to hiding things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just hiding whatever. Hiding her life or just leading two separate lives.
Yeah.
That she's just so used to saying, no, I don't know if I can make it.
Yeah.
And I think that... For some reason, I think she's more comfortable not committing to something because maybe she has anxiety around people. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but this is her sister, and it's sad because you can see the disappointment on Kyle's face.
Right. Just how hurt she is. And
yeah.
I mean, I feel like we've also like known from the history, too, that Kyle feels like she's the big sister and she's had to take care of Kim.
Yeah.
And I feel like that feeling hasn't gone away.
No.
You know? But
I think she's always going to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like... When they sat down at the party at
Villa Blanca?
Yeah, I was like, the villa?
Villa White!
Yeah, the Villa Blanca.
The White House.
And, you know, they were having that conversation about not coming. I was like, oh, again, already. It's just like, mm-hmm. I feel like I need a break from it.
Yeah.
But
it is tired.
Happen.
At the same time, I feel like because they're true blood sisters, I think that's a relationship that can't be faked.
It can't, right?
You know what I mean? It's a true, genuine relationship, and I think that's kind of what, you know, I happen to have a sister. I don't know if you have a sister, mm-hmm. but that's just kind of the nature of a between sisters. So
right.
I think, unfortunately or fortunately, we're still going to see a lot of that because
yeah.
it still creates drama. So.
It does.
You know,
I mean, like, what is this? You know what I mean?
She's debuting her line.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I think they are pretty. You guys don't like them? I think they're pretty.
They're very, like...
Like that? No.
I like them.
You like this?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it's kind of Midwest. I'm going to the prom. I don't know.
No. I mean, hey, you know?
Hated it. Sorry.
I like it. But, yeah, that looks like a confirmation dress. Come on. That's not what you
to
would have
prom.
Prom
no.
Hills.
All right, y'all. So finally, everybody meets at Villa Blanca. Well, except for Adrian. Wah, wah.
Okay, now, how do you guys feel about Adrian not being invited?
I'm going to say this first. I've always liked Lisa, and I like the fact that Lisa, she just kind of comes straight with mm-hmm. things, you know, and she didn't disappoint when it came to this. She said, you know, straight up, me and Adrian, we're not in a good place. I just didn't feel genuine in inviting her. Where I feel like with other housewives, whether it's this season or other ones, I think because of the pressure, like, oh, I have to invite her.
Like Kyle inviting Brandy.
Exactly. Perfect example. Kyle invited Brandy because she felt like, oh,
she was put
on the spot. But Lisa didn't invite her, and I have to give her props for that.
Yeah. But don't you also kind of see on the flip side that they're grown-ass women and that they have the same circle of friends, and was their falling out that big of an injury to their relationship?
Well, apparently it was to her if she decided not to invite her to her party.
And she had to move.
Yeah. I don't think she moved specifically to get away from the Maloofs.
Well, like, I hope not. And I hope that
she made that, like, kind of comment. She goes, I love the new house, and there's no neighbors. You know?
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't pick up and move into a freaking, you know, $20 million house to get away from your next-door neighbor. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you would if you had that kind of money.
Well, must be nice.
Well, I like Adrian, and I just hope that they can squash it because, you know, they're both these women are close. They're all close to one another, mm-hmm. and I just feel like it is kind of a mean girl thing. I understand that Lisa could justify why she didn't invite her, but it is a kind of a mean girl thing. You know what I mean?
Part of me feels mm-hmm. like, though, that it's contrived storyline, this whole tiff between the two of them, mm-hmm. quite frankly, because I feel like Adrian is kind of pointless and not that exciting in the show. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't think she needs to be on it. I was kind of hoping that she would get kicked off.
Yeah. Tell me how you really feel.
I know, right? But I don't find her storylines very exciting, and I feel like, you know, like this happened on Real Housewives of New York earlier this year, like, I just felt like some of the storylines were kind of made up because some of the women were kind of boring. And it's like if they didn't come up with some sort of drama that seemed kind of not very authentic, then we'd be totally bored. And that's kind of how I feel about the Adrian thing.
Well, I'm going to jump on the Adrian train with you right now because ever since the reunion special with Adrian, I really disliked how, you know, when Taylor was sitting there, like, telling everybody how she was being abused and, you know, what was having a relationship, that, like, she was the main one who was, like, questioning her. And I'm like, of all things, if your girlfriend, if another woman is telling you she's being abused, either emotionally or physically, like, at least try and have her back. Like, I didn't like that at all.
Okay, but I have to step in here. But that was the whole drama with Camille as well, because Camille was like, you need to tell the truth. What is the truth? And I think that's why Adrian was questioning her, because Taylor kept going back on her stories. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because I think she was crying out for help, clearly, but she wasn't sure that she wanted to put it all out there. True. That her husband's abusing her. He can go to jail. I mean, he's going to go to, well, he would have gone to jail. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, and she was torn, like, do I send my child's husband to jail? Do I put it out there that he physically abuses me? And that's why Camille was like, you need to tell the truth. Like, don't do this.
I get it, but at the same time, women of abuse, like, they're not going to be like, yeah, I'm getting abused, you know what I mean? Like, it's not so simple.
Of course, but but it's not just Adrian that was doubting her stories or her truth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was Camille, too, and it was Kyle, too, that was like...
I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. I'm just like, if anything, like, at least try and support this woman with a situation like that. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
And I mean, and we saw what happened to her late husband.
Right. Yeah. You know?
Obviously, there's a lot going on. Horrible.
Speaking of Camille, are we missing her at all?
I am.
I do.
Yeah?
I liked her.
Mm-hmm. Me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Camille.
Do you think that it was the right move, Robin not bringing her back? I mean, because, like, it looks like in scenes for the next, like, you know, we're going to see a little bit of her this season, but not...
Did they not ask her back, or did she not want to come back?
I'm not sure what the rumor is. I'm not sure if she just didn't get asked back, or because of everything she was going through in her personal life, she made the choice not to, you know,
Because I felt
back.
Like it would have been the latter, because I think that Camille... I thought she seemed like a smart woman, and I found her likable, and I thought she really wanted to protect herself and her children. Mm-hmm. And I think I wouldn't have been surprised if it was her choice not to come back mm-hmm. because she wanted to deal with her own personal life.
I heard that it was her choice not okay. coming back as well.
Okay.
And if she's making these yeah. little appearances on Bravo, I don't think that if Bravo wanted her out,
they wouldn't have let her do that. Yeah.
Let alone, I don't think she would have wanted to make these appearances.
Got From it. What I understand, she has a new relationship. Yeah, and she's mm-hmm. She's probably like letting that sink in and giving yeah, that
kind of moving on. Yeah. And really quickly, we kind of didn't catch this right here, but. At Lisa's party, so Adrian sends this big old—I don't even call—I don't even want to call it a flower
tree of life.
It was like a freaking tree.
Yeah,
wasn't an olive branch. What do you guys think about her sending a flower arrangement to a party that she was snubbed from?
I think it was like "fuck you, bitch." I think that's—I mean, that was kind of hideous. I mean, flowers yeah. shouldn't look hideous, but that was kind of like, what is that? You know what I mean? It's like a pinata?
It was
what
is that tree? I don't know.
It was Adrian saying like, well, you didn't invite me, but here's my display of the forest.
It's going to rot right in front of you.
I think yeah. there's like worms in there.
I thought it was bizarre.
It was just weird, right? Who sent somebody flowers to a party that you aren't invited to?
First of all, flowers to a party is not the normal gift. Usually when you go to a party, you bring
wine.
But
that's when you're invited.
Well, yeah, I know. I just thought it was, very bizarre. I don't know what she was trying to say.
Well,
I think she was trying to say,
F you.
I thought she was trying to say, I'm above this.
I think it was half and half. I think she wanted to be like, listen, enjoy your party, have a great time, but kiss my ass at the same time.
So it wasn't an invitation for friendship.
I don't know.
It was very bizarre. I couldn't read it, quite frankly. I don't know what it was.
Right? Wasn't that strange? I don't know. I don't know what that signals for their relationship to come this season.
And quite frankly, if I were Lisa, and I would be like, okay, this is my... It was the opening party, right?
Yeah.
It was her anniversary
party at Villa Blanca.
Our anniversary party. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, we already have our own centerpieces, thank you. And like, where am I going to shove this gigantic thing? Like, now this has become a headache. And Adrian, you're annoying me yet again. That's how I would feel.
Oh, up your ass, bitch.
Yeah.
Did we miss anything? I feel like...
You were going to talk about Paul being bi-coastal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, well, obviously, we know now from the tabloids and the news that Adrian and Paul are getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, when this was being filmed, we didn't know that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it very interesting that Adrian brought up the fact that, Paul, he's thinking about being bi-coastal and whatever. Well, obviously, we know the outcome of that.
Do we know why they're getting divorced?
I don't know, but do you feel like you saw it coming, like, from seasons previous, just with the way she treated him? I feel like she always kind of slighted him, gave him the cold shoulder, never gave him any love, affection.
Right, but I feel like he gave it right back to her. Like, he didn't seem like some chump. Like, he can definitely go head-to-head with her. When the whole Sacramento, when they're thinking about bringing that team down to, like, was it L.A.?
The Kings.
The
yeah.
Kings. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to go up there, and he was like, no, I don't want you going up there. And she like, put up a fight about it, because she's like, this is my... Because she owns the Kings, Sacramento
yeah.
Kings. It's a basketball team. If you people out there don't know what we're talking about, it's a basketball team in Sacramento, California, and she's her and her brother's own... the Kings, and she was putting up a fight with Paul, and Paul was like, no, he definitely was like, if you're gonna go, I'm gonna be there, security's gonna be there, and I don't feel like he sits there while she kind of puts him down.
Yeah.
I feel like he can definitely
hold his own. I feel like he's the main one trying to get attention and affection from her, though. I never really see her making an effort to be lovey-dovey, kiss, hug. I don't.
They made it pretty clear since season one that
right.
they never have sex. And
but mm-hmm. Molly brought up a good point earlier where she feels like Adrian's just kind of blah. And I think that's just her personality.
Yeah.
She's not super like, hey, that's not her. She's
yeah.
always very straight,
Yeah.
She's not like, maybe it's too much Botox and her face doesn't move that. I don't know. I don't know.
But
yeah. it's like she doesn't have that in her bones, like where she's like, hey, guys, And so I feel like across the board, she's just the same way, whether it's to her husband or to her friends. It's mm-hmm. just she's very
kind of But the other thing with Adrian is she comes from a very successful family. I know that Paul is a successful surgeon, but let's face it, Adrian has the money in the relationship between the two of them.
Right.
And quite frankly, she got what she needed from him, which was a brand new face, and she can move on with her life.
A brand new face and two young kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it two or three?
No, she's got two kids.
I thought she had twins and then another one.
We'll have to check
Yeah,
on
we
that.
Have to check
They don't really show her kids much.
No, not much at all.
Mm-mm. Which I kind of like, because she's protecting the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that shocking.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I mean, no divorce in Beverly Hills
is
should
shocking,
be shocking.
This is true.
She does look good, though. Her face does look good.
I think she looks a lot older than Paul. I don't know if she is, in fact, older. But she looks older.
I mean, she looks good right there.
I mean, she's had some, you know...
The
prerequisite Beverly Hills work done, you know. So, but she
I mean,
good.
If your husband was a plastic surgeon, don't even fret.
Oh hell yeah! Like. Boat, mm-hmm.
You'll be Spanish.
You wouldn't even be black. No,
I'd be like Elsa.
I couldn't move my fist once. Yeah.
I love Mama Elsa.
She's so funny.
I want her to come to Beverly Hills now. That would be fun. Ooh. If she just came to one of their parties.
She scares me.
We would have so much fun with Mama Elsa. It's like...
She's hilarious.
She can't move. All right, you guys. I think we're ready for a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so a little bit of our news and gossip. It's actually old stuff, but I figured I'd talk about it since we've had some time off for the fans, and maybe you haven't heard about it, or if you have, you know, we're freshening up your brains, you know, just to reinvigorate you for this new season of Beverly Hills Housewives. The first bit of old gossip is that Brandi Glanville was caught having sex in Kyle Richards' house in the bathroom.
With who?
Well, that I don't know, but I'm not sure if this piece of gossip could potentially be from this season, because this could have been taped, you know, at the time where this season was shooting, and so maybe progressively we'll see where this supposedly happens. So even though it's old gossip, we might not have seen it yet.
I'm just saying, this better not have gone down at Portia's birthday party, because that is dirty.
I know. That is disgusting.
I wouldn't put it past her, but...
Yes, so that's a little bit of old gossip.
I feel bad for Portia because I feel like her birthday party is just going to be the sounding board for drama.
I know, but she's only four. She won't remember. She don't know.
I'm sure she had like three other birthday parties that wasn't televised.
Know. Yeah, and when she turns 16, she'll get a Porsche, and who cares?
Portia. Yeah, she'll get a Porsche.
Yeah. Moving on, well, we've already kind of talked about this, but Adrian Palmaloof, they're officially getting a divorce, you know, so
I'm really sad about that. Because I know that they're not the typical lovey-dovey couple, but what in this day and age, who is like lovey-dovey and wants to like rub each other's parts all day long? You know what I mean?
It's rub each other's parts.
It is what it is. And I love the fact that they were so refreshing about it. You know, she's like, I love you, but you're a fucking dick sometimes, you know? And I love that about them.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart that they're not together anymore.
I'd like to find someone to rub my parts. Well, anyway.
Oh my God.
Call 555. No, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm being serious. Anyway, last bit of old gossip. You didn't know what you were in for, did you?
No.
So we kind of talked about this earlier too, but there was a fire at Lisa Vanderpump's old residence in Beverly Hills this past summer, and I remember that like made like big news. It was all over the tabloids. It was in the magazines. It was on TV. But everything is okay with them. No one was hurt. It was, you know, the home was empty. And
we saw little
out of
clips.
It.
On what happens this season now?
Exactly.
Adrian was in the car with her kids, ready to get out of that area, and you see Paul going over to the Vanderpump.
Right.
Do you think that could have been the icing on the cake for...
We hear her make a comment, but who knows if that was like lost in editing.
Right.
Because she was just like, you better get in the car or something, but I don't think that had anything to do with the fire. Like, I feel like it had to do with something else.
Okay.
But
did the fire actually destroy the house?
No.
No, it was a lot of damage. Yeah. It didn't, like, burn it to the ground. It was just a lot of damage. So.
Don't you guys find that a little suspect? I mean, do you think that was, like, some sort of insurance fraud? Like, they just so happened to be out of the house, and then suddenly a fire broke out? It's just weird.
I mean, that's very interesting, Inspector Gadget of you.
I know, Inspector Gadget.
Very Law and Order. Yes.
Maybe I watch too much Law and Order.
I do, too.
Like, maybe Villa Blanca's not doing well, and they needed some money.
But why not burn down the restaurant?
because they moved out of the house already.
But wouldn't it be easier to burn down a restaurant, like, with burners and
no,
flames?
No, it's harder to make sure there's not patrons there.
Right. Oh,
good point,
I know, I'm, like, should be a detective.
Wow. I actually went to Sir this past weekend. Great
you
place.
Did.
For all you guys don't know, Sir is another restaurant in Beverly Hills that Lisa Vanderpump owns. Really nice.
And before I forget, we've been talking about Villa Blanca. Villa Blanca, which means White House. So tomorrow, everybody, please go vote. Whoever you vote.
Yes.
Vote.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Tomorrow is a very big day. Everybody needs to go out, cast your votes.
Yeah.
We don't care who you vote for. Just go out and do it. It's a privilege.
I care,
that's
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we do, but we're not going to say.
Do you need some for your ashy arm?
Was that a subliminal message?
I'm brown. Sorry. Do you know what? Real quick, you want to know who people say I look like?
Who?
Every time I go to
Michelle
audition,
Obama.
Yes, oh. I get that.
I love it that I didn't even put. I was like, who? That's
no, we all look alike.
Malika
know.
Obama.
That's not her name.
That's a compliment.
It's Malia. Oh, Malia. Her name ain't Malika. Anyway, let's wrap this up, ladies, with a few predictions.
Okay. And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, since this is the very
who was that? Who was that?
That was Marissa. Since this
oh
is
my
very
God, that was
first
the creepiest noise.
Sorry. Marissa, what are you making noises
my
for?
God, she had burrito earlier.
This is the first show, so obviously we've got a big, interesting, fun season, and we saw some highlights. We saw some girls kissing. We saw
we
it
did?
Looks like, yeah, there was some yeah, you missed that, Molly?
I missed that.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Girl kisses. There's a trip to Paris.
I saw that.
Camille makes a return. Is there anything that you guys are really hoping to see like this
Ken
season?
Was on a gurney.
Oh yes.
Now mm-hmm. was that from plastic surgery or was he really hurt?
Gurney for plastic surgery, did they?
Yeah, they
yeah,
do.
They do.
Well, yeah.
Where do you think they do the surgery?
Yeah.
In like
mattress?
A fabulous spa-like place.
Well, it's
like
depends if you're, it depends oh. if you're put under
and then
or
Kim
not.
Gets her nose done or something because you yeah. hear a kunk and
oh,
then she has like
it.
A band-aid.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, any other things that
well,
you're
well, I hope
to
that
see?
Kim falls back
onto
the
Molly!
Wow!
You want to see her back in Promises? Yes. Not. I don't know if that's where she was. And for all you guys who don't know, Promises is a very popular
I don't think
place
she can afford Promises,
for recovery.
You guys. Well, she lives in Westlake.
Wait, Westlake is a very nice area.
Yeah, it's no Beverly Hills, though.
But yeah, but her sister is Kathy Hilton.
Oh,
I'm
look
sure.
Who the snob is on this panel. Love it. All right, you guys. So, way to start off a new season for Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, and then don't forget, you guys, we're gonna be here next Tuesday at 7.
Yes. Yes.
So this is not our
regular time, but we're glad that you're tuning in tonight, and hopefully you'll come back and watch us. Plus, we're going to have more to talk about. We'll recap, watch what happens live, and all that fun
and
stuff.
And we
for
have
you guys.
Great guest host stars this
yes,
season.
Host stars. Yeah, we got a lot of really great host stars coming up this season for you guys. Lots of people we're going to bring into the studio, and we hope you keep watching. And let's just go around the room really quickly. Where can we find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Molly Comedy.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn and at Instagram at It's Susan Hahn.
And you guys can follow me, Deanna Vaughn, at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. And that's been another AfterBuzz recap for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Woo!
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Go vote!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.